that. You know, whenever we were talking and you said about, did I see the plane coming? And I said, I heard it. Well, I was looking at Camera Planet's archive footage that they have of mine illegally posted on their archive place. And if you go to, like, if you go to 7 days of September, and it'll say, like, below it, it'll have, like, three places you can click. And if you click in the middle one that says, like, archive, and if you click there and you go to page 43, the link is JS1-1-2.
Yeah.
If you look at that, you can actually see the plane coming from, it would have been like, it's coming from my right, so it's when it makes its first pass before it turns around, and you can hear it, and I don't know if you can zoom in on it, but you want to take a look at it, there's that, and there's also something that, like, it's black and it darts across the screen kind of quickly, and, you know, people would speculated that was a fighter plane or something like that, but you can't hear it. I think it was a bird. But you can definitely see the black object behind that one moving at a steady pace, and that's the plane that
like the third plane?
Huh?
Like the third plane or?
No, the second. So this is before the crash. This is before it comes in. So this is like, when I was standing there, I said, you know, and I saw it, and then it flew out over New Jersey. But I saw, you'll see me trying to zoom in on it, and then it goes by, and then in actuality, if you were to see my tape, it's like I stopped the camera and stopped filming for a second, and then I turned it back on and was just getting focused whenever I, like, was zooming in through the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's also another thing. If you want to debunk these people and their crap about the debris and all this shit, page 41, you will see, it'll say papers, and there's also papers on page 18 and 21, and that's all my footage. And you'll see all the, I know that wasn't like a big question that you had about what the white dot was, but anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a piece of paper, yeah.
Yeah, but, and there was an enormous amount of paper that I filmed, so, if you want to see, like, the massive amounts of paper, I mean, it's like the whole plume was, like, sparkling, you know, and that was paper, so.
Yeah, it was just flying everywhere, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's some really interesting images there on those pages.
Oh, I didn't even, like, know about that, actually, thank you.
Oh, yeah, well, let me tell you. Go there and look now, because I'm meeting with my lawyers on December 16th, and Steve Rosenbaum, I've tried to get in touch with him about having this shit up there still,
yeah.
So it's coming down because it's copyright infringement. He doesn't have, he has rights to my interview that he filmed, but he doesn't have exclusive rights to my plane crash footage, and that's, you know, and everybody that's got it up is, you know, in breach of copyright infringement, so.
What, do you know how to get a hold of him, or? Like,
Steve is
phone number or anything?
I saw him. I had a Facebook thing, and I sent him a message that he needed to get in touch with me. And then I have a friend that used to work for him, and I sent him a message trying to find a phone number for him as well. You know, asking him to give me his contact information, because it'll be a lot easier if I just, you know, have an address for him and a phone number for my lawyer to contact him versus, like, you know, having to go through this.
Yeah.
Only thing I could find is, like, magnify, but when you go to that archive thing, if you go to 7 days of September and you go to the archive, when you look that up, it'll say, it's, like, hosted now by, like, magnify.net or something, since his Camera Planet has gone under, but, probably because other people have been suing him. I don't know. But that's his new company. I think it's like magnify.net or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be his new company then.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what I have found online trying to find an address for him, there was, and I also looked him up on YouTube and stuff, there was a video where they were trying to name their mascot, their little orange mascot or something, and he was on the video. Like, let's go talk to Steve, and there he was.
I tried looking for his phone number. I can't really find it anywhere. But it's got to be somewhere, I guess.
But see, I tried emailing him at Camera Planet, and the email got bounced back to me, and then I looked up this stuff where he and some other guy with the court, and his Camera Planet is no more or something, and I don't know.
You know, I've talked to a couple people over the past couple of days, and I've been asking them about, like, the white plane. It seems nobody's seen this white plane, but you could clearly see it in all kinds of footage. It blows my mind that these people didn't see this white plane.
I know. You know, I've looked, and it's best for me to stay off the internet for my mental health, to just not even look at this stuff, because I've, like, consumed myself and looking at all this other crap. But the white plane, like, I've seen, there was, like, one, like, it's, like, Spell, Sawyer, and somebody else, and we're, like, I was actually talking about the plane that I was talking about, saying that it swung out over Jersey and came back. That's the plane that I thought hit the building. I mean, maybe it was the white plane, I don't know, you know, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, I was just talking to this guy, he said he was in Hoboken, I guess that was mm-hmm. New Jersey, right?
Yeah, that's across.
That would be across from where you were.
That's the thing with people. They're like, oh, how did you, you know, you're in Brooklyn. And you, New Jersey's right across the frickin' river. I mean, it's all, like, right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Hoboken, you have, like, great view of Manhattan, you know, from, like, you're up a little north on, you know, the peninsula, you know. So did he see it?
Yeah, well, he says he saw the plane. It kind of flew over their heads, and it kind of banked and came in and hit the tower, he said. But that doesn't make sense with a lot of, well, I guess it makes, I don't know, nothing makes sense anymore.
Nothing makes, well, check out that page 41, and maybe you can look around and see if there's, like, a place where you can watch it bigger. I want to say, like, whenever I first found it, that it was, you know, it, or maybe I just had the screen where I opened it larger, but you can definitely see the plane, you know, before it makes its turnaround, coming by from the right.
Oh, yeah. And that's on your footage, then?
Yes.
Okay. Like, when you said that you had...
Okay, yeah, this is the other thing I wanted to clarify, because I saw somebody wrote this myth. I did not see the FBI until 2 weeks after 9/11. So my footage was not handed to them and handed back to me. They never gave anything back to me.
Right, so you had looked at your footage before anybody else and saw the plane on the video?
Yes.
And like you said, when you were looking in your viewfinder, like, you couldn't have seen what you see on the video at that time. Like, I mean, you must have just seen, like, some little blur go by or something, right?
I mean, I saw it, you know, it's like I was looking at the viewfinder and I was looking up, you know, I was, like, zooming in. And I, you know, for the most part, you know, whenever you're, when you're filming something, you know, you've got your eye in the finder, and then, you know, I was fighting with the fence, though, you know, trying to keep that out of the shot. But, I mean, yes, more or less it was through the viewfinder. But I can't stress to you enough that it, I mean, I saw a plane.
And, like, you gave the FBI a VHS copy, you said, or?
Yes.
Yeah. And is there any way possible I could get a copy of your footage at all? Any way, or?
I told you, like, if you want to come here, I'm telling you, you come to Atlanta, I will show you, I will play it for you, but I don't want, all this stuff has been going on to continue going on, and I, you know, it's not, oh yeah, I'm sure she loves things to die, because, oh, you know, I'm some freaking mastermind. I mean, it's sick what people are saying, and, you know, it's not, I don't like to be known for, you know, filming 9/11, you know. I'd rather be known in my life.
I guess, you know, when it comes to 9/11, you kind of got, like, a Britney Spears status, the way she does in the music industry or something. Like, I got her. Like, not, I didn't mean it, like, rude or anything. It's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess you're always, anybody that took a video, like, especially your video, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been hard. And honestly, like, since I've talked to you, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like I scratched off a scab. And a lot of you know, things from that day have, like, resurfaced and, you know, emotionally. So, but I appreciate you not recording my call and putting it up on the web. I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously are a man of your word for not doing that, and I appreciate it. So.
And I don't know, like, I mean, geez. I guess I'll just ask you straight out. Is there anything you could tell me that could help me with what I'm looking for? That, I don't know.
What is that? I mean...
I just want to know what happened on 9/11. Not for any other reason than to put my mind at ease and having it not consume my life anymore.
I know, I'm worried about you, honestly, because if you... I have found my name and, like, these people, what they're writing. I mean, I know everybody's trying to, like, wrap their mind around it, but all I can tell you is what I told you the other day. It's like, my roommate works for Bank of America, and I get a phone call, and, you know, she says something has happened. You know, there was a bomb or there was a plane, and I grabbed my camera, and I went outside, and I didn't know what the hell was going on, just like everybody else. And
like, well, you had said before something about how you had unanswered questions too. Like, what is it that you have unanswered questions about?
Well, my biggest thing was about that white plane. I asked the FBI. I was just like, what is this? I mean, you know, why are they flying so close to the thing? And they were just like, you know, and they rewound the tape a few times in my apartment. And, you know, they were just like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. And I was like, well, you know, can you let me know? You know, will you tell me? Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know.
That was it.
You never hear from them again. I mean, and the reason that I called the FBI, it wasn't in, you know, in any cahoots with anybody, but all over New York, on the television, it said that if anybody had footage, to call this number, to call the FBI. And so I did. Because,
oh, yeah, they were advertising for people to call the FBI?
Yeah. They had it on the news stations that if anybody had footage, to call. Now, there's something for you. But I tell you what, though. My footage was not doctored by the FBI because my footage had already aired on NBC. A copy was taken to ABC. And Steve, I did that video, that interview, and I gave him a copy of the footage. And that was all. That all happened, you know. The interview happened, like, maybe a week later, if that. And the FBI came, like, 2 weeks later. So it was 2 weeks after 9/11 they picked up my footage. So they never, you know, I know there's this thing on there about Fairbanks, Evan Fairbanks. Like, they took his tape and then they let him make a copy or some crap like that. But, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't the FBI have taken your original tape, too? Like... They said,
well,
like that Evan
asked,
Fairbanks
they
said.
They asked me if it was my original. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I guess I don't know. They can't really make you give it to them if you don't want to, I guess. Or maybe they can. I don't know. I called the FBI the other day, and they kept hanging up on me again.
I gave them a copy because I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, like, you need this to solve this, you know, this crime. What has happened? I'm like, you know, here, if this can help them in any way,
yeah,
you know, the 13 minutes of footage that I have, you know, if it can help them, then that's why I called. I was trying to be a good citizen and say, you know, obviously my footage was not, or they didn't think it was in high priority since it, you know, took them 2 weeks. But, of course, everything was going on there. So, I mean, God knows what was happening in those 2 weeks. I mean, the city was on lockdown, too, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my biggest question of everything was, like, what is that other plane doing flying by? I mean, you know, what is that? And I thought, you know, maybe that's the plane that went down in the field, or, you know, maybe it was the plane that hit the Pentagon, but...
Did anybody ever, talk to anybody about the...
Did I ever talk to anybody about, other than the FBI? No. I mean, when I was at ABC, in NBC... When they were watching the footage, I said, you know, look at that. And they were just like, that's, you know, what is that? And so, anyway, and I did not put that plane in there. I just don't want you to, please believe me when I say that I have not I've read your page, and I said, oh, she's so, yeah, she charmed him, and somebody else has written a freaking thing about DJ Sherm charmed by videographer. I'm just like,
I've never seen that yet.
Alone. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, DJ Sherm, some truther, has been charmed by videographer and won't, you know, release the, it's crazy, man. I just...
There's got to be something.
Just wish that people would find better things to do than... I mean, I know you are... You have obviously devoted a lot of time, and this is why I am telling you, like, go look at this site, and, you know, I'm trying to, like, tell you... You can see some of my raw footage there, because, you know, I don't know that you're going to get to Atlanta, but I told you, if you come... I'll set up a screening,
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not stepping foot back in America, even though it's like basically going across the street from where I live.
Right.
I used to go there every week.
In Canada, where it's nice and clean and the air is better.
Yeah, very, very cold up here right now.
I can imagine.
But I don't think I'll be going across the across the river until they fix, you guys fix this whole problem you have. And you're interested in Obama. I was reading up on Obama. I got actually his unauthorized biography book and been reading a whole bunch of stuff. That guy's a bad dude. Very bad dude.
I've had a million emails and excerpts taken from his book sent to me. I have some friends that are some diehard Republicans. And, you know, I'm just like, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think anybody can fuck it up more than Bush has. So, but I don't know. You know.
And what about, like, you were saying how you had talked to, like, a firefighter or something. You said, like, the people...
My friend was a cop.
Oh, he was a cop.
Yeah, he was a cop that worked down there and saw, like, he was on rescue and then recovery. So...
Like, did he, besides those guys that he saw with, like, just the skeletal remains, was there anything else he said that was peculiar?
The only thing that he told me was that I wasn't crazy for having a chemical warfare outfit in the back of my truck. Because, you know, I was like, if the shit is going down, I am driving to Canada. And I'm putting on this, you know, warfare outfit and getting the hell out of here. I mean, that's... I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. You know, I mean, that's... That's the only thing. I mean, there are terroristic threats and things that come into the city, to New York, all the time. That the rest of the, you know, the media, they don't know, you know, and we don't know, like, a lot of things that, you know, and I don't think that my friend, if he knew anything, was going to, you know, divulge anything other than, I mean, a lot of people thought I was crazy for having a chemical warfare outfit, and I'm just like, look, if it's going down, I'm going to be ready. I mean, I also freaked out my friend, you know, worked at Bank of America. I was like, I had her traveling to work with an outfit, with a gas mask, and a backpack. I mean, dude, I was freaked.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
So, and he was like, I said, do you think I'm crazy for having a chemical warfare outfit? And he's like, no, I don't. I mean, they, you know, the cops all have them and everything, and, my dad found the two gas masks at Surplus Store, down in South Georgia and sent me those, and then I found the other ones on eBay. I mean, and, like, right after it happened, I mean, people were selling that shit on eBay like crazy, you know, so... Apparently, I wasn't the only one, like, completely freaking out about it.
I would think, though, yeah, everybody's all freaked out over this, but, I mean, if they don't find out what really happened, something worse is going to happen. Just, like, I don't know.
Well, I totally, like, think, you know, there should be more done. I mean, for real. I mean,
like, there's obviously nobody in government's talking or saying anything about it. Like, I mean, they all must be corrupt then. Like, everybody shut up about it. Kinda.
I don't know. I hope this is the only thing that I can pray about is that with the new administration that, you know, there'll be some unanswered questions and, you know, we'll find out what happened. You know, like why, you know, like in New York, like the restaurants in Brooklyn, like some of the Eastern restaurants, I mean, they had rolled up the carpets. They weren't there. They were not, they were nowhere to be found on, you know, September 11th. I mean, and, like, people told me, oh, yeah, well, they were closed Monday, too. And they supposedly knew that something was going to happen, and, and the government supposedly knew something was going to happen. And, like, they had the abilities to, you know, shoot down those planes and all this stuff, and, like, they didn't do anything. I mean, why? I mean, how can something like that happen, that catastrophic?
Like, somebody must know why that white plane was there at that exact time.
Right.
Like,
and then somebody, they said that it was in, you were the one that told me that they saw it in D.C. as well. So, and I saw a little footage that had like a Discovery logo in the right-hand corner, and it was like a white plane flying behind the trees. And I was looking at that, I'm like, I have no idea, if that was,
the same thing, or?
The same thing, so, because, There's other footage, though, of the plane crash that I've become privy to since I talked to you last. I just really shouldn't even look at this stuff online. But I've seen the other white plane. It was like from a shot from, I guess, if you were standing to, out to the right where the first plane had fallen. Like if you say if you were filming that first hole in the building, straight on, then it was, you see the explosion to the, the lower left side of the screen, and then you can see the white plane up, flying by, like up towards like the right part of the screen. I don't know whose footage it was, but I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to describe it to you the best that I remember, but I've seen the white plane and like a couple other videos, so.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos that show the white plane, so it's definitely, well, I guess there's a bunch of videos that show the second plane, too.
Right. I mean, I don't mean to call you dude, but I'm trying to be in a better place than the last time we talked,
Well, thanks for calling me and letting me know about this. I'm going to go check it out right now.
Okay.
And, keep in touch. If you ever want to call, feel free to call.
As long as you don't record my phone calls and post on online, I'll keep you in the loop. And
yeah, if you ever find out anything,
I'm gonna let you know something. And I'd appreciate you keeping it between us as well. But like I said, I'm gonna go meet with a lawyer next week about getting this stuff taken down offline, so I'm sure people are going to be like, oh, yeah, well, she talks to so-and-so, and then all her videos disappear. It's just you really, like, lit the fire that I need to do something about this so that I don't get called by other people,
Yeah, well, I guess,
I don't mean that in a bad way.
You're going to, if you're going to try and get, the videos off YouTube and stuff like that, that's going to be almost impossible, too. Because people just keep uploading,
I know that. Well, they can stop uploading with my name in the title, That's one thing I really don't like. Because when you Google my name, the first two things that pop up are those videos. And, I've noticed there's been more action on the videos lately since you posted one. In your, you copied it from when you started the chat about our phone call.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and there's actually been a couple people that have come to my defense, which is nice, but then again, people think that, I have blood on my hands, and it's just really sick. I just think that,
That's the same, what I can't understand about, say, someone like Evan Fairbanks, when he described the plane going in the building, he said it looked like a bad special effect.
Yeah, I mean, I told you it looked like I was watching an action movie or something, I mean, when you see...
But he was it's almost like he was questioning how the plane would just be able to meld into the building like that, too.
Yeah, my thing is, and I watched your videos, and I was thinking, I was thinking, force... force equals mass times acceleration. Like if you take a playing card, right, and you fling it at a carrot, you know, it's obviously not going to cut through the carrot. But if you like throw it at like an enormous, you know, rate, like if you throw it like super duper fast, it's going to slice right through the carrot, isn't it?
Well, that's only if it's on, like, the edge slices through it, like, if it was going edgewise. If you shot it straight at it, it wouldn't go through. It would never go through.
See, I'm going to leave that to the experts. See, I'm an artist, and, you know, I just know what I saw, you know, looked real, but it was unimaginable, like, what was happening, you know, and that's why I say, you know, it looked like it was an action movie.
Yeah, like the one big question that people had, I guess, was did you see the video before anybody else got their hands on it? And you obviously did.
Absolutely, I did. Because I actually, like, played it back in my viewfinder. Like, you know, when I went back and I grabbed my digital camera, I told you I went outside and started taking still pictures, like when they fell down. Like, I went in and, you know, tried to make some phone calls. And then I grabbed my still camera, and I was, like, watching the news.
Like, what kind of
pictures? I think whenever I was watching the news, I actually saw the first one starting to fall. And then what I took with my 35 was the second one falling. And that was a Canon EOS, I think.
Did you, like, you got, like, a whole bunch of pictures of the second tower falling then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you got any pictures of the core beams? Like those middle
beams? No, because I didn't go over there. I mean, you know, I wanted to, but...
Oh, so you were still, like, the same distance you were with your...
Yeah, I was exactly in the same place. And it's like at the end of the day, my roommate and I walked over there after she came over the bridge, and, you know, I was like, this is where I was standing, and I still had, like, a layer of that smut over my clothes and everything, and she took a picture of me, you know, and it's like the most disturbing looking picture.
Oh, you were covered with all the dust and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I had on like a black baseball cap, and you know, it's like a layer of silt was, I mean, the silt was on everything, you know, all over the cars and everything, so.
Yeah, I guess that accounts for all the buildings.
Well, yeah, that's like after they fall and all this. I mean, that's when it's like it just that plume, though. You know, those buildings burned for days, and that plume of smoke. There was the way that the direction that the air that the wind was blowing. I mean, it was going straight to Brooklyn. So we got. I mean, nothing like, you know, Lower Manhattan, but you know, obviously it was just.
You said there was like a really bad smell to it too, or?
Yeah, it was. It smelled terrible. So, who knows?
Okay, well, I'm going to go check out that Camera Planet. It's like, I just go to the website, and it's in the archive somewhere? On page something?
Yeah, you go to Google 7 days in September. It's the number 7 days in September, and you'll go to the webpage, and it's like something Camera Planet or something, and you'll see it's like, meet the filmmakers, and they're like pictures of us, and then it's got like three links below it, and you can click on Archive 9/11. You know, he is trying to sell all of his footage for $3 million. That Slimeball. He doesn't even own my footage.
Wow.
I granted him permission to use it in his documentary, and he's trying to. I mean, he probably sold it to I saw it in Alex Jones's video or something. If you, do you know who that is?
He's a little slime ball himself.
Huh?
Alex Jones is another little slime ball.
Yeah, well, see, he hijacked my stuff too, and so, you know, I'm going to meet with my lawyer and see.
Oh, sue,
like,
Alex Jones. Please sue Alex Jones.
Well, do you have a copy of his film?
He's got a whole bunch of them.
Well, the one that killed, was it, not Killtown, so, see, I've become too, like, aware of all you guys out there now, Killtown, Web Fairy, and all that shit, somebody's got to, like, images, like mock footage, like right next to each other, and, you know, there's,
like in a picture?
Yeah.
Where, all the frames is the planes going into the building?
Right, if they've, like, slowed it down, and, you know, and they pulled it from,
Yeah, it might be.
They pulled it from, like, 911, Parony or something like that,
Oh, yeah, okay, oh, yeah, 911terror.dk or something.
I think it was, like, Tyranny or something.
Oh.
Or, no, I put that...
Oh, Alex Jones.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, Tyranny, what is that one? 9/11 Tyranny or something? I know what you're talking about, yeah, yeah, okay.
Do you have a copy of it?
Just, like, a Google video of it, not, like, a good copy. You can
do you remember seeing my footage in it?
I don't remember. Like, your footage is kind of almost when you get the plane going in the same as one called PAX TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's PAX TV or Gamma Press. It's one of the other ones. But they almost, like, kind of look the same when you're zoomed in on the plane. Yeah, there's...
Well, if you happen to have any time, which I'm not saying you need to spend your time, like, doing this, but if you can think of anybody that you've seen my, you know, any films that you've seen my footage in, will you email me and let me know?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, for sure.
No, or anything where you've seen it, I would appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I'd love you to stick it to Alex Jones and Dylan Avery because.
Well, hopefully, I am going to get a really, you know, nasty lawyer, and, you know, it's slander, it's defamation of character, it's all this shit, and I'm sick of it. I'm just like, you know, I didn't do anything, and it's like, you know, people think I did. Send a fucking FBI over here, or send somebody. You know, come get me and question me. You know, come, you know. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of it. I mean, and I had no idea to the level of like, you know, other than like this couple of videos. Then I really started searching and finding what all these people were writing about me. And it's just very sick.
Well, it does seem like more and more people are looking into 9/11 as the years go by.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, like I said, you know, I will, you know, do an interview. I will, you know, go on the news. I will state my case. I will sit down frame by frame with my footage. But I'm just not going to post it on the web because I'm not going to be discredited. Because anybody and their mother can write.
To ask, to say this, though, like, I mean, how could you be discredited if you posted it on the web? Because people would say, oh, well, look, she's posting it on the Internet. She's not hiding anything or stuff like that.
Well, you know what? If I can't get some resolution from, you know, meeting with my lawyer, you know, maybe I will. I mean, my voice will be heard. My voice will be heard, and, you know, you know, say exactly, you know, what happened that day. And
when everybody...
Not anything, but I'll say exactly what happened that day. It's not that I'm hiding anything. I haven't told you everything. Because, you know, I find that people, like, they take any little thing that you say, and they try to flip it around and make it. The FBI came to her house, and then they gave her a copy back, and they're like, here you go. And, like, that's not how it happened, jackass. I mean, it's like...
Here's a video with a plane in your footage now, so just shut up, and there was a plane, and you saw a plane, okay?
Right, I mean, they, you know, they have the same exact copy that NBC does, and ABC does, and Steve Rosenbaum has. I mean, now, if Steve, you know, bumped up the resolution or altered it, I mean, I can't tell. I mean, because you're watching stuff on YouTube, I mean, it's already, like, you know, pixelated and stuff. And,
yeah.
So, who's to say what he did? You know, he's not my favorite person in the world. And when I contacted him back in, like, 2004, whenever he first put this archive crap up on there, I said, oh, no, I said, you can't do that. And, you know, I should have freaking sued him back then, you know, but I didn't. Because I asked him, as a friend, I'm asking you to take it down. Because I knew people were going to come.
Well, maybe you said you had, like, 13 minutes of footage, eh?
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, you don't have the footage on your computer or anything, or?
No.
No.
I'm not stupid. You know?
Well, I was just going to say, like, even if you just put up the part with the plane up in, like, high quality or something. I guess, well, if you got the video 7 days in September, I guess that's about as high quality as it gets kind of deal, or?
I guess so. I mean, if you got the DVD of that, I mean, you know, which whenever I got my copy back in 2001 or the latter part, or maybe it was first in 2002. No, it wasn't the latter part of 2001. It would have been 2002 whenever he finished it. I think it was the following year that...
Well, what did he send you?
It was exactly a year later. Because I remember someone had seen it, and they, like, released it on 9/11, like, in 2002.
He sent you a copy?
There was an article in the New York Times about it, and I remember I was working in L.A., and somebody was like, I saw your name in the paper today, and I was like, and I read the article, and that's when it was shortly after that, that,
What, when he sent you a copy, or?
Yeah. Oh, and see, only... I already, like, you know, didn't care for him at that point because he'd already, like, resold my friend's footage to Nova they didn't have rights to, and then he sent my stuff over to HBO on a reel, you know, and was trying to, like, say it was his, you know. I mean, see, he was already doing these underminded things. And the whole reason, like, that I agreed to do that follow-up interview when it, like, aired on A&E, like, 3 years later, or because it was, like, 2 years after it had happened, you know, I just, you know, wanted to, you know, share my experience of my depression that I went through and, like, how I was, like, so freaked out about it. You know, that was the thing that I was saying. Like, people were like, you know, oh, they just get on these planes, and they're just like, you know, don't you...
What, he only sent you one copy, or...?
Yeah, I mean, he gave copies, I guess, to all the filmmakers, and he, you know, it's in the box set or whatever, and it's on VHS. I mean, and the other thing, you know, it's like, back in 2001, it's like, people were not doing video CDs were not that great quality, you know, that was just kind of, like, happening, just starting to happen, where people were putting stuff on video CD, and DVDs were not a way to distribute your stuff. I mean, it was, like, real expensive, and...
Oh, I guess, yeah, at that time, it was just coming out and stuff, eh?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... it's like, you know, VHS was what, you know, if you wanted to give somebody a copy of something back then, you know, nobody had, like, a mini DVD player, you know, unless you worked at a studio or an editing facility and you had a deck. I mean, you know, you gave stuff on VHS. And, you know, that's just, you know, how it was back then.
Yeah. With that quality on VHS, would that be as good a quality that was on your...
You lose a generation. You lose a generation, if not two, you know, whenever you put anything on VHS. I mean, obviously the best resolution you're going to get on DV, you know, or mini DV. I mean, the best resolution they could have gotten was from mini DV, and that's what it was taped from, so...
Oh, at the time, that was good resolution video at the time, I guess? Yeah, like people, I had noticed someone that said, well, what was she doing walking around downtown New York or wherever with a camera like that? Like, I guess obviously you were a filmmaker, so that's the kind of camera you had.
Yeah, I shoot live events. It's a three-chip broadcast camera, you know, broadcast quality, and, you know, I shot stuff yesterday at the International School of Business. I mean, you know, I am a filmmaker. That's how I make a living. I film live events. I film commercials. I film, you know, that's, you know, I mean, I know on the documentary, 7 days in September, it says I'm a production coordinator. I mean, I coordinate productions, you know, and, you know, at the time I was just starting, you know, really to start filming and stuff like that, and I've gotten a lot better. You know, people are like, how could she have that camera so steady? I'm like, actually, when I look at that shot, it's shaking a good bit to me. I mean, I'm quite critical of my, you know, cinematography. I'm just like, you know, it's all shaking all over the place. So.
Well, these FBI people, do you remember who they were?
I want to say one of them's name might have been Mark or Mike. there was two of them, you know. I want to say they were both brunette, and...
They didn't give you, like, a card or anything like that?
They showed me their badge.
Yeah, but they didn't give you, like, a contact card or anything like that?
No. Nope. I mean, and my thing was, it's like, oh, is this the original? I'm like, yeah, sure. But see, again, I'm a filmmaker, and see, and I know things about, like, rights and everything, like, and that's why I'm not a fool, and I didn't sign an exclusive right with Steve Rosenbaum like some other people did. And, you know.
So, like, you said.
The reason that I didn't, you know, I was, like, wasn't about to, like, give them, you know, because maybe one day I'll put a film together, you know. But see, all this stuff, and, like, all this bad stuff, you know, has come out, you know, recently, and, you know, people, I just think that they're all, you know, it's really dirty people are, you know, profiteering and making money off of the events happened. But I just, you know, I figured, you know, maybe one day I'll, you know, put together my own video, my own, you know, but...
Like when the FBI,
not really something, that's not really something that...
When the FBI guys were there, did they watch the whole 13 minutes, or they just, like, watch the plane part?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I remember. I mean, you know, it was like, I walk out of my apartment, as soon as I get to Van Brunt Street, I start filming, because I could see just the top part of the smoke, you know, and I'm filming, like, you know, intermittently as I'm going down the street, you know, like I think I might have stopped my camera, and then as I got closer, I turned it back on, and then it was like, after the,
Like, were they the ones that mentioned the white plane first, or did you, like, tell them
I
about
said,
it?
Look at that! I mean, no, dude, I mean, it's like, I had watched that video many times, you know, and, you know, I know my friend Shadow Brat Cindy was like, she couldn't even watch her video. I'm just like, I watched it, like, after the fact. Absolutely. It was just, you know, I just had to stop watching the news and everything else because, you know, like you, nothing was being done and nobody was saying anything. And you know, I watched it. I was like, why don't they say anything about that freaking white plane? Nobody said shit. And so I really just, you know, had to put it in a place and... you know, not look at it anymore because it was so disturbing. Like, when I first met Cindy, she was, like, all into the conspiracies and everything, and she was like, oh, check this out. And it's this, somebody has taken all this crash footage and people jumping out of those buildings and they put it to heavy metal music and they're like, anarchy and all this shit. And I'm just like, what kind of fucking sicko? She was just like, man, check this out. I'm like, dude, that is fucking whack. And, you know, and she was, like, dying to see my stuff. And I was like, no, dude, I don't even, you know, I can't tell you how many times she was like, I got to see your footage, I got to see your footage.
And would it, like...
So it was definitely not on our first meeting or anything like that. I mean, it's just, you know...
Huh?
I said it was not, like, when I had known her for a long time, you know, before she ever saw my footage. You know, it's not something that I play... You know?
Well, you know, yeah, you don't take it to parties and say, hey.
Yeah, man, I was there. Yeah. Look what I did. Look what I shot. You know.
But, yeah, so you had mentioned the white plane to the FBI then?
Yeah.
And then they said, well, I don't know, interesting or something. That was it? Like.
Okay. My impression was they were like, maybe that was the first time they were seeing it, too. That's what my impression was. Because. They rewound it and played it back a couple of times.
Yeah. And they didn't say anything when they were watching it or nothing like that sticks out? Like, no.
Like what? I mean, I don't know. Like.
Well, I don't know. I guess they would just, I guess they wouldn't really know. They'd just see it.
They just asked me, they were like, where were you filming? And I was like, I was on, gosh, what was this cross street now? It was like Van Brunt and... I was basically in between Van Brunt and, shit, what is that street? Not Smith, it's...
Yeah, like, what kind of questions were they asking? Did they, like, ask you a whole bunch of questions, or...?
No, not really. I mean, they were literally, like, in my house for probably 20 minutes, you know, and 13 of the minutes were viewing the video, you know, and then they rewound it a couple of times when they, you know, with the crash, and I said, you know, look at that white plane, look at, you know, what is that, what is that, you know, is that, because that could have been, like, one of the other planes, and they're like, I don't know, I was just like, you know, will you let me know, and they're like, yeah, sure, kind of like, later they're going to call me back, and then they just asked me if that was the original copy, and I said, yes, and that's it.
And what did they say, like, can you make us a copy, or?
No, I knew they were coming. They called me literally, like, you know, an hour before they came to my house. And they said, we're going to be in your neighborhood. We wanted to stop by and pick up a copy of your footage. And I was like, okay. And so I had a copy ready for them.
Oh, I see. You already had it dubbed onto a VHS.
Yep.
The one they were looking at, was it the VHS tape, or?
Yep.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Huh.
You're not recording all this, are you? You're making notes, right? But you're not recording, right?
Oh, I'm on a cell phone now. Oh, or, sorry, not a cell phone, a cordless phone. I record on my computer. My computer's upstairs. I see, I could prove, like, I'm opening the door here and going outside. I'm outside. It's too cold, so I'm closing the door and coming back in.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm going back in the basement.
See, I mean, I will answer your questions, whatever you have, as best as I can, as long as, like, you know, you've respected my privacy, and I appreciate it, you know, because it was a rough day when we talked the first time.
Well, I mean, I really appreciate being able to talk to you, because you're about as close as I can get to that day.
Yeah, I mean, and I, you know, the hologram theory, I don't know.
Well, I don't know what it could be. Like I said, the videos are showing an impossible collision between a building and a plane, and my belief in you just confuses everything way too much. Like, I don't know. There's no way the plane can do that. The wings can't go in like that. The wings would have broke off. The tail section would have broke off and fell down. There would have been pieces on the ground. Like,
it was going really fast. I mean, I know
and
you.
And the plane can't go that fast. Like, I don't know. Like, I got that video, CNN America Remembers. And I look at the Hezekani video. That one where you see the plane going directly in it. Flies overhead, goes in, and you slow motion that down. The wings are in the building. They have disappeared in the building, and there's no marks on the building. There's no hole till after. Even if you look at the first footage from the Nade video, you see this little blobby thing go into the building, this white flash, it goes in the building, there's a whole line across the building, there's an explosion, then there's a secondary explosion or something that makes the hole after the fact. You can clearly see that in the video. But the second footage, even your footage, you slow it down, slow motion it. The wings go in the building. There's no reaction.
The whole plane, like, went, I mean, it looks as though...
Yeah, the whole plane goes in the building.
And then it explodes.
And the nose comes out the other side before the explosion. And there's an explosion... And the explosion covers that nose up. Like, even on the WNYW Good Day New York helicopter footage, you got this guy, Jim Ryan, saying, oh, you can see our helicopter arriving at the scene now. And they're taking an angle shot. The plane's not in the footage where it should be in the footage in the sky. All of a sudden, he zooms in. You see this plane come into the picture for a second. You see the nose come out. Somebody in some control room or somewhere faded to black. Because they saw that, faded to black and came back in. Like, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong.
The control, could it have been, like, when the explosion happened, or something happened to, like... Because there were,
satellites. People talking about, like, the antennas on top of the roof. No, this was right at the same time. You can even hear the click of the button or something, the people in the I don't know. It's just not right. It doesn't make sense in the real world. Like, and you got this guy, Stanley Pranemith, that says he sees the plane coming in from his office in the World Trade Center. He dives under his desk. The plane comes right into his office, but somehow, miraculously, He dove under his desk, survives, and he swears that the wing of the plane is stuck in his office door. That is impossible. Like, there's
that is crazy.
Nothing adds up. There's something wrong here, and I
there's no way. Okay, listen. My thing is that plane. It flew onto a floor or a few floors. You know.
Yeah, and there's
blew up, and it killed everybody.
No, this guy dove under his desk, and the plane came right into his office, and somehow he survived. And he looks up, and the wing is stuck in his office door. So he says.
That plane disintegrated whenever it blew up. And, I mean, don't you think? I mean,
there's hardly any parts. There's a wheel. There's a wheel on the corner. There's an engine. That's not even an engine from a 767. On the corner of Murray and Vesey Street, perfectly perched there, under scaffolding. How is that possible?
I think, like, well...
And you said you had said something about...
When it blew up, I mean, there were... You see the debris. You see... Olivia, get out of my face. You see the... there are pieces. There are large objects that, you know, in the explosion, like when it blows up, you know, that things fall from the explosion.
Yeah.
Have you been able to, like, find any footage, like, and slow it down and see, like, zoom in?
Yeah, there's something that comes out the exit. Like, you see this trail of smoke coming down in any of the explosions. From the side, you see this thing trailing down like an arc down with a smoke trail behind it after. But if you look at it, a picture of the exit side, like the plane came in on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on the north side of the tower, where this supposed nose came out, because you can see it in the videos, there's no holes. There's no holes for anything to get out unless it went through the 2-foot windows. It can't. There's no broken columns on the exit side for anything to have come out. It's retarded. It pisses me. Like, it just makes me so angry to have to think about all the inconsistencies and the nonsense that...
There's got to be somebody. I know you're talking to the FBI, but there's got to be somebody that... I don't know. That you can talk to... I mean,
try and tell the FBI anything, and they hang up. They hung up on me 3 times the other day. One guy said they were looking into the... I had called them once. They said, whatever, yeah, get your information off YouTube. The guy hangs up on me. I call him again a few weeks later. I talk to this guy. He says, yeah, we're looking into the videos. After I explain, it's impossible for an aluminum plane to go through a building. Yeah, we're looking into the videos. I called back the other day. To try and see, to get any information, I guess, like the one guy said, they don't give information. I said, well, I'm giving you information. I have information about terrorism. There's something wrong with these videos of the plane. Either it's the videos or the plane or something's wrong here. And hang up. Call back. Hang up. Call back. Hang up. They hung up on me 3 times. Like, I mean, who can you even talk to about this stuff? No one wants to deal with it. No one wants to, I don't know.
Well... That makes me feel very, very comfortable.
And then, like, I
not
talked...
Not really. I mean, if you ask them, like, dude, what is up with the white plane? What, you know, can you answer that question, you know?
The FBI is not here to give information. They're here to take information.
This is true, because, I mean...
Yeah, it is true, but why? It's 7 years. 7 years later, they're not doing anything. Why aren't they doing anything?
There's got to be somebody that, I don't know.
They do these documentaries on the BBC.
Security, you know, I don't know. The Justice Department, since Cindy was like, oh, yeah, she was able to tell that they were looking at her site and she took it down. Which I think her big conspiracy is that it was an inside job and the government set off detonators and... something in the basement.
It wasn't George Bush. It wasn't George Bush and Dick Cheney that were the masterminds of this. It's bigger than that. It's a global conspiracy. It isn't the American government. It's not... it's a global thing. At the top, everybody's connected. They pretend that everybody fights with everybody, but at the top, it's all connected. And these people are insane criminals, and it's disgusting. And for some reason, the media is not doing anything about it. Why won't the media talk about it? They're all controlled, I guess. Nobody will talk about this. They make fun of it. They call it crazy conspiracy theories. They put these documentaries out, BBC, even the Nova, all that crap that they put out, and saying that these buildings pancake collapsed and all this nonsense. It's bullshit. It's total bullshit. These buildings turned to dust in 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, they both turned to dust. There's not even enough wreckage to account for the steel and concrete that was there to make up these buildings. Where is all this wreckage? They said that they shipped it off to China or something. It's bullshit.
They were making commemorative plates with it. Have you seen those all the infomercials?
Oh, yeah. The World Trade Center coins or whatever?
Yeah, made with... I'm just like, how... I mean, to me, I think that is just, that's disgusting.
Like, something funny that...
Cindy thinks that there is... Like, there was some sort of stuff they used for demolition, like planted... There was liquid steel or something. I don't know.
There's this scientist that came up with this whole thermite theory, but he's a liar, too. He's lying. He's covering something up. Thermite doesn't turn steel and concrete buildings to dust. Everything was dust. There was no bodies found. Where are all these bodies? Even at the hospitals, they didn't have any victims. You were either dead or you were alive. There was no wounding, kind of something big, like there was some big, huge energy source that destroyed these buildings. There's no question about it. That turned them to dust. If there was a pancake collapse, you would have seen floor on floor, 120 stories, take a third of that. You would have seen them stacked up one on top of the other. There was nothing left. If you look at the pictures, there's nothing left.
I mean, the pictures and things from Ground Zero, I mean, there was a whole pile of wreckage. I mean, there was, you know...
You see the bottoms of the
trees. There are 7 or 8 floors that were subterranean of the.
Yeah, but there was it wasn't piled up in the basement. You could walk. There's videos of people walking in the basement a day later. I just talked to a guy that was.
Wait,
in the basement.
I thought that because they shut the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 9. You know, World Trade Center, the subway stop that went down there, I mean, all that, I thought, got destroyed. I mean...
No, dude, they were walking down there. You could see there were shops and stuff like that, different stores. There wasn't, like, 120 stories worth of debris down in these basements. There was nothing there.
No, I know that, like, you know, when you're watching the stuff and it's, you know, the buildings are coming up, you could see the top of the building, you know, coming straight down. And then, like, everything in the middle was, like, basically turning to dust.
Yeah, you see it's... When the one building toppled, you see the top piece toppling over?
Mm-hmm.
It should have... That piece should have... If it was real, that piece would have broke off and fell to the street. The rest of the building would have been standing there.
Or something instead of coming straight down. I mean,
It was turning into that dust as it was coming down. It was just being blown to somehow. I don't know. Could have been nukes, could have been, I don't know, energy weapons, I don't know, directed energy, like, they got technology that they don't tell us about. Like, here's something.
Yeah, I mean, and there may be your theory, you know, for your, you know...
There's holes in different buildings.
What flew into the buildings, I mean, you know, and then how did that other building, I mean, that other, 7 World Trade, how did that one fall down? I mean, yeah, there's a pile of unanswered questions, and, you know, my thing is, it's like, yeah, I'm very interested in finding out what happened, but I can't, you know, it's so raw to me, like, having witnessed that firsthand, you know, like, the first part of my footage, I'm zooming in on that other building, you know, that had been hit first, I'm seeing these black things, you know, falling, and I realize, those are people jumping, you know. It's just, to witness something like that firsthand, I mean, it kind of.
Well, there's a video of a lady standing in the hole right after the collision.
There's a picture from the newspaper. I don't know how somebody got that shot. I mean, I guess they were, you know, maybe in another high rise and they were shooting across or something, but people standing there, you know, where the hole was. I'm like,
yeah, if it's so hot there, how could they be standing there?
I don't know, but I'm like, those people are, you know, they're not alive now.
Well, yeah, but they were standing in a spot where there was these fires that were supposedly so hot that had to be at least 1,600 or 1,800 degrees to start weakening steel. Well, how could they be standing in these holes? And jet fuel is like kerosene in a Coleman stove. It burns up at about 800. It's about 800 degrees. All that fuel, if it was fuel from a plane, it would have just blown. Like when you see the explosion, most of that fuel would have burned off. Like, I mean, it's just retarded. It's absolutely retarded. No one's asking. Like, you need people, like people that were there, witnesses, victims, families, stuff like that. They got to start asking questions. Or half of the people were paid to shut up from the victims' families' funds. People got all this money to never talk about it ever again. So, okay. Why aren't all these people in the SSDI, the Social Security Death Index? You punch all these names of these victims that were on these planes. How come hardly any of these people show up in this thing? But if you know, is it that unreliable because everybody else that's dead's in there? Why are hardly any of these victims in this Social Security Death Index? Like even the famous people like the Todd Beamer and those Let's Roll guys from Flight 93, type them into the Social Security Death Index. They're not there. Like, I don't know. Crazy.
There's a lot of unanswered stuff.
One funny thing I like is everybody's bitching about these bailouts, $700 billion and stuff like that. Well, that's peanuts compared to the day before September 11th, Donald Rumsfeld goes on TV. You could find this clip on YouTube. And announces that they cannot account for $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. $2.3 trillion. But no one, like, he says that on the 10th, and then you have September 11th. You guys got ripped off for $2.3 trillion a day before September 11th. You guys got ripped off for all the gold and stuff that was down in the depository in the basements of the World Trade Center. Where was all that gold? Where did it all go? Like, it's crazy.
Bush is like, I don't know, his cousin or something become like head of security or something the day before all this mess happened.
Yeah, he was involved with the company as head of security of the World Trade Center complex, the contract ending September 11th or September 10th, you know, of the when it happened. Like, the Bushes are obviously part of it, but they're just puppets in the whole game.
Bush is not smart enough, I don't think, to...
you know, and Bill Clinton was a big... He was a drug dealer in Arkansas. Like, they killed two kids. You could type in MENA, Arkansas, and you could see a video about it. Like, everybody over there knows that he was involved with dealing drugs. Two kids happened to see a shipment come at some little airport in MENA, Arkansas, and they killed them. They said they smoked too much weed joints, and they... fell asleep on the train tracks or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's retarded. Like, these people are a bunch of criminals.
Dude, can I ask you... I don't mean to call you dude, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody earlier, and anyway. Are you married? Do you have, like, you know, a significant other or someone that you talk to about this?
No, I'm not married. Like, I have, like, a couple friends that I talk to about it. One guy is, like, one of my best friends. We talk about it. We've been looking at it forever.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is absolutely... Most people don't care. Like, of all my friends and stuff like that, like, everybody knows it's a lie and all that stuff. They don't care because it doesn't affect them. When Monday Night Football's not on the air anymore and nobody has a job and with all this...
Why are you so adamant about... You know, I mean, I understand, you know, you want to know what happened. I mean, but why are you so, like, adamant? I'm going to have to get off the phone because my other half is about to walk in the door.
Yeah, the reason why, because I know something, like, this whole financial mess and stuff like that, everything's all connected. Things are just going to get worse and worse, and we're running out of time.
At least you live in Canada.
Well, it's not good for us either, but I don't know. it was good to talk to you again, and like I said, give me a call anytime you want, and I'm going to go and look at this Camera Planet stuff and try and find
that
video.
Yeah, go check that stuff out, yeah. So you can see, all right.
Okay, well, it was nice to talk to you again. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.